بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue the classes on the month of Ramadan. And the topic will be on the iftar, the breaking of the fast and the etiquettes of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in the Noble Quran in verse 2:187 to complete the fasting until the night. He said what it means, then complete the fasting until the night. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam explained this in the hadith, that when the night comes from the east and the day recedes from the west and the sun sets, then this is the time for the breaking of the fast. And we know that the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam were the fastest people to break the fast at Maghrib time, and the last to eat the sahur. They used to try to take it at the last possible moment. And this is reported by Abdul Razzaq in his Musannaf. In the hadith reported by Sahal bin Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people will continue to be in good condition as long as they hasten the breaking of the fast. And this is an agreed upon hadith. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so if the Muslims break the fast in this way, then this would help them to keep the sunnah. And the people who know and hold the sunnah will never go astray. Also Sahal bin Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my nation would continue to be on my sunnah as long as they don't wait for the stars to come out before breaking the fast. And this is the practice of the Jews and the Shia. Not only that, but the hastening to breaking the fast distinguishes the believer's way from those who went astray, meaning the Christians, and those who Allah are angry with, meaning the Jews. In the hadith reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the deen will be manifest as long as the people hasten to break their fast, because the Jews and the Christians delay it. From the etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in breaking the fast is that he would break it before the Maghrib Salah, before the prayer for Maghrib, before the Maghrib prayer. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to incite the breaking of the fast with dates, and if he didn't find any, he will then break it with water. Anas bin Malik reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break his fast with fresh dates before he prayed. And if he didn't find fresh dates, then he would use dry dates. And if he didn't find that, also he drank a few sips of water. What are some secrets behind breaking the fast on these things? There are definite benefits as well and effects that will have a good impact on the health of the fasting person. It's known that fasting leads to diminish in the glucose levels in the blood. Start the breaking with the dates helps to balance the glucose levels, and thus the activity will return to the body in a very short period. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, there is a very delicate management and practice in the breaking of the fast by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on fresh dates. He said, fasting takes away nutrition from the ma'idah, from the stomach, so you don't find the liver doesn't find, rather, that which it will attract and dissipate to the parts of the body in order to keep them functioning in strength. And the sweet is the fastest thing that can reach the liver and most liked by it, especially when it is fresh, and so its acceptance will be better and it will benefit from it, meaning the liver, and therefore the rest of the parts. And if it is not from the fresh type, then the dates, because of its sweetness and the nutritional value, he said. Then if not, then some sips of water to extinguish the heat of the stomach and the heat of fasting. Thus, it will be ready to accept the food thereafter and take it in eagerness. End of quote. Since it is the practice of the believer to feed and care for the other believers, then it is the righteous deed of feeding a fasting person. It's something that the believers ought to be reminded about because of the numerous rewards for this act. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever gives someone something to break the fast, he would have the same blessings as the fasting person, and this would not reduce the blessings of the fasting person in any way. It's also to remind ourselves that if someone invites you to break the fast with him, then one should respond to the invitation. And it's also recommended for the person who is invited to break the fast to make supplication for the host. The Prophet ﷺ used to make the following supplication: may the righteous eat your food, may the angels send salah unto you, and may the fasting person break their fast with you. And in Sahih Muslim, O Allah, feed the one who fed me, and give drink to him who gave me to drink. And in Sahih Muslim, O Allah, forgive them and have mercy upon them, and bless whatever you provide for them. If the person does not find anything to break the fast on, then he should make intention to break the fast, such that whenever he finds something to eat or drink, then he takes it, but not to delay that. These are some highlights of the manners, recommendations, and etiquettes for breaking the fast after sunset. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.